At the age of 21, a squire would go through a religious ceremony to become a knight and receive his own sword and armor. When they wore armor during a battle, knights looked very much alike. So each knight had his own coat of arms, an emblem made of colors, symbols, and drawings of real or mythological animals. A coat of arms was worn on the knight's shield and helmet, and often on a standard or banner. Only knights had coats of arms, and they were passed down to the sons of the knight. The people who knew one coat of arms from another were called heralds. Heralds were used to carry messages between lords and their knights, and they had to know a friend from a foe. Heraldry is the study of coats of arms and the history of the families that use them. Lances and swords were not the only kinds of weapons used during the Middle Ages. To battle knights in armor, foot soldiers used spears with long handles called pikes, as well as crossbows and longbows. A crossbow is a small bow fixed to a stock of wood like a rifle. The bowstring is released by a trigger. Longbows were first used in battle in the 1300s. A trained archer could fire 12 arrows a minute. He could wound an enemy at 250 yards, kill at 100 yards, and pierce a knight's armor at 60 yards.